Blog Talk Radio.
Gentlemen, and welcome back. I'm back from my home. I'm going to be doing some tarot card readings tonight. And for those callers that didn't call in last night, you can be in front of the line. Looks like we got one caller calling in right now. Let's go with the 203 area. You're on the air. Please state your name, where you're from, and your question, please.
My name is... Hi, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Okay. Question is...
Where are you calling from?
Connecticut.
Connecticut, okay. Do you have a question tonight for us?
Yes. I was wondering, I'm pursuing a career in music with a partner in mind, and I'm getting everything prepared for a show for September 15th, and I was wondering what you see with that.
Okay, well, I'm just going to do a layout here for you.
Okay.
Are you currently going to be starting a music career with this group of people?
No, I was just working with one partner. We was getting things together for the show, mixing, mastering, selling tickets, and stuff like that. So
okay.
That
well, it looks like you got the Three of Cups. So that was your first card I pulled, and the Three of Cups kind of represents somebody that will be coming in as a third party to be helping you. And I don't know if this is, like, are you considering an agent?
Yeah, like, we try to get, basically looking for people to help us, yeah.
Okay. Well, this agent person I see in your cards is going to be helping you, and this is the third party that I'm talking about. So it actually looks like the Three of Cups is upright, so this means that it will be a successful career. And it's going in a good direction. You got the Chariot. The Chariot means that are you the one that's going to be in the one that's going to be in control of everything?
I'll write for him. Basically, yeah, like more partners. So I guess more the voice with him. Like I gotta speak up for him more. When things
okay.
go wrong, and I have to be the voice piece, yeah.
Okay, so it's just basically saying as long as you're in there, then everything will move forward for you in your career. That's what the Chariot means. It means things moving forward. Three of Cups means celebration of something to come, of a good outcome. And it looks like it's going to be a lot of fun for you. For the other people, it's going to be quite stressful, but for you, it's going to be fun, and it looks like you're going to be drawing in a lot of money, too. I see this in the Ten of Pentacles. Are you currently investing in something, in real estate or something?
Not yet. This is my music, and I like to, you know, do this, and I would like to venture out and doing real estate as well.
Okay, so I kind of see you having your own business here. That's what this card means in real estate. I think it's part of the once you get it going and it grows, that's where the Three of Cups come in. Because you got the Strength card too, so that means growth. It means it's going to take off and grow, but it's also you got the Seven of Pentacles. That means hard work is ahead. You're going to be working on a lot of different new projects coming up. And then you got the you got the Star card. That's a good card. That means that there's going to be a wish coming true for you. Meaning, you know, you have a wish that you'd like to come true.
Okay.
With this. And it looks like good partnership, too. That's what the Star means.
Okay, with
so
that person,
is gonna
or...
So this is going to be a partnership. It looks like you're going to be doing a lot of traveling too. I got the world card.
Mm.
Are you planning on traveling?
If it comes up, I'd like to. That's my plan.
Okay. So I see you traveling. That's where the world card comes in. So you'll be kind of doing a lot of travel once this takes off. But the hard work is just actually just getting it to take off. That's what the Seven of Pentacles is talking about.
Yeah, that's hard work.
And it will require a lot of money and a lot of contacts. And that's where this agent that's coming in. Now, with this agent, is this going to be a male or a female? Because I see a male as your agent.
Okay, well, my buddy knows this guy named Red, and he knows this guy named Ken Jones. I work for a label. I'm not sure if they're supposed to have a meeting. I don't know if you're... Because we had a lot of people that say they're going to help and all that, but his name is Ken Jones, so I don't know if it's... I don't know when, but you see that happening? I guess his name is Ken Jones.
Okay. Yeah, I do see it happening. I do see it taking off in your cards, actually. And all your cards are upright, so that means you have a lot of positive cards. You're very positive about this. You got the Ace of Swords. That's the one of the most powerful card in the deck. That card is also upright, which means you have a very strong and creative mind. The other people will be very stressful. It's going to be quite hectic for them. They got the Ten of Pentacles. The Ten of Swords. The Ten of Swords means that that's where the delay comes in, but where you come in is as the Chariot. You're kind of coming in to kind of save them and save yourself in the process. So you're kind of like playing the role as the rescuer.
Okay.
And they're kind of putting themselves in a situation where they become the victim, but you're actually coming in and rescuing yourself and also them as well, because they all play a big part in your career and what you want to do.
Okay, that's
perfect. And I do see a lot of people in your circle, a lot of people that they're really gonna stick around you. You got a lot of friends. You're very popular. I do see a lot of support. Usually when I see the Three of Cups, it always means support, and I do see a lot of support in this.
Okay.
See, when I got that card for me, when I first started in the entertainment, me and my dad, we were both hypnotists, and we performed on stage, and we used to travel a lot, and we work with agents, and we were always on stage, and every time I'd get that card, we would always have somebody that would be there to support us when we would fall. But finally, you know, that's when the Tower comes in, and that means that it's time for you to make some changes. It's time for you to come out of your old Tower and start a new one and start building a new career.
As in...
That usually means that when everything's just kind of fall apart.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see that in your cards.
Okay.
I saw that for me because I was in the process of becoming a victim in various situations of entertainment. So usually that card only shows up when you're in danger.
Okay.
You know?
So everything should go well, and with the agent, I guess, lawyer, I guess everything should be fine then.
Yeah, it all depends on what kind of people you draw in your business and the kind of people that you work with. But if you are the person that's going to be coordinating it or be doing, like you said, what you're doing, then it's actually going to take off according to the Chariot. And that means that, you know, as long as you hang in there, things will really move forward for you. Meaning it's not time to it's not time to worry, it's a time to be proud of yourself and to really celebrate a good thing that is coming for you.
Okay.
And that's why all your cards are upright, you know, in a positive direction.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's heading in a good direction. And there will be times where you'll have to make decisions. I mean, it's like the Two of Wands, you know, when that shows up, that means that you'll be kind of in a crossroads and making two decisions. And both will be good, but if it's upside down in a negative position, then that means the opposite. It means that you'll choose one road that will be good, and you may choose another that won't be so good for you.
Okay.
But today you're very positive, and your energy is very up, and it's good to stay positive when you're in the, you know, any kind of business, so that you can bring in your abundance, and showing gratitude is important for that. But, you know, the challenges of getting there is really just something that you have to experience so that you can show gratitude for what you do receive, so that your abundance will keep flowing, your money will keep flowing, and your business will be successful.
Okay. Do you see me, I like to work with this artist named Tier Marie. Do you see that happening, collaboration?
Not right away, no. I see your career taking off before then.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't see you working with this person until your career actually takes off.
Okay, so when I take off, you see me working with this person?
Yes. Now, is this another guy that you'll be working with, this artist?
I'm working with an artist, a male artist right now, the partner I'm working right now.
Okay. Because I'm seeing a female artist.
Yeah, I have materials right now written, and I would like to work with a female artist as well.
Okay, yeah, I see a blonde one. And she's going to be coming in your circle really soon, actually.
She's a singer?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, she's a singer. And you're also going to be actually, I see her with another friend, a dark-haired woman. And I don't know if this is her agent or if she's her partner that sings with her.
Mm-hmm.
But she has long, curly hair, black hair.
Okay.
And you'll also be working with her as well. But you won't like her at first. Like, there will be things about her that you won't really care for, but you'll like the blonde one.
Okay.
Just because the long, curly-haired, dark-haired girl is kind of bossy. She likes things done her way. And her agent really don't like her for some reason. I don't know why.
Okay.
But, on the other hand, you know, you're going to be helping, they're going to be helping you to get where you want to go. And that's all you need. You just remember I was talking about support.
Yeah.
Well, that's where the support comes in, this party that I'm talking about.
Oh, okay. You said they come in soon?
Yes. Once it takes off, I mean, once it grows, you know, it's going to take a while to grow, but it will eventually grow. As long as you give everything that it needs to grow, it will grow. It's like planting a seed. You know, you just let it grow. And you give it plenty of sunlight and water. And, you know, and when you let something grow, you don't keep going back and checking it and see if it's going to grow. You just let it grow. You just go with the flow and let it grow, and it will.
Do you see your romance with this artist here, Marie?
Well, I was going to ask you about that, because I did see the Two of Cups.
Two of Cups.
Yeah, that means new romance.
Oh, okay.
That's why I was going to ask you about that. Like, if you were in a relationship or you want a relationship, and it looks like you're wanting one.
Yeah.
So this actually could turn into a relationship. And this could be the reason, maybe the reason why you won't like this other girl. For that reason, I don't know why. I think it's because she's so in control of the blonde girl that she really doesn't have a lot of time on her hands. But I do see I see you in a relationship.
Okay.
If that's what you want.
Yeah. I want a long-term relationship, not a...
That's why I say long-term.
Okay. Okay. So you say it could be with that person, Tierra Marie?
Uh-huh.
Oh, okay. Do you see any more children down the road for me? Do you see that, picking that up?
Do I what?
Do you pick up any more children down the road?
Do I see any children coming your way?
Yeah.
I see two boys.
Oh, okay.
She wants a girl, but actually I see two boys.
Wow, I already got two girls, okay.
Yeah, she wants a girl, but I see two boys.
Okay. And you said this person I will meet pretty soon then?
Yes.
Okay.
By next month.
Oh, that's around the corner.
Yeah, you'll meet her next month.
Oh, okay. When the agency, when do you see when I will meet this person? Next month as well, or...?
It's all going to happen next month. What is your sign?
I'm a Libra.
Okay, Libra. Let's look at your astrology sign. It says you really take charge of both yourself and your career this month. Self-defined action overrides your innate to consult anyone and everyone. You actually forget to say, "I'm sorry," every 5 minutes, and you just do what you want. Congratulations. So, what that's saying is, even though other people have, in the past, have thrown obstacles at you, you've been able to always step ahead of them, and actually say thank you to yourself, because you know, you're actually accomplishing your desires. You're going after your desires, and you're accomplishing them. And I think that's where, like I told you about the Three of Cups,
mm-hmm.
how it was talking about getting in touch with your creativity and also your art and your career,
mm-hmm.
and celebrating.
Yep.
That's what it means. It means give a pat on your back when you don't say sorry all the time to other people.
Okay.
And that's how other people have wiped their feet on you in the past. And now you're kind of brushing them off. You see what I mean?
Yeah.
You're brushing off all that old skin.
Oh, okay.
So what I'm kind of getting for that is that right now you're going through changes.
Mm-hmm.
And I see the death card in your cards. That means off with the old and on with the new.
Yeah, I'm ready for new.
For big changes to come.
Yeah.
See, I think what it is, we get in a comfort zone. And when we're so used to having so little, we get in the comfort zone of only thinking that we can only accept that much.
Yeah, yeah.
And then as we progress and as we change and things start changing and bigger money starts coming in, then it's almost like it's a shock, you know, because we're so used to having so little.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
Not allowing ourselves to have that change of abundance, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what's going to happen to you. It's going to happen so fast that it's going to blow you away.
Oh, okay.
That's where the Ten of Wands come in. That means that things are going to move fast for you.
Okay. Do you see me moving? Oh, sorry.
I do see a move, and that's why I saw travel, because you're going to be moving and traveling a lot.
Mm-hmm.
I do actually see you living somewhat of a gypsy lifestyle. Because once you start your music career, you're going to be doing a lot of that.
A lot of this traveling?
A lot of moving and a lot of traveling.
Oh. Okay.
So don't expect to get too comfortable.
Oh, so I'll be doing a lot of moving then.
Yeah, don't get too comfortable with the wages that you're making now and where you're living at and thinking that you're going to settle down and you're going to be with somebody. It's not going to happen right away, but you will do that eventually when you get where you want to go.
Okay.
That's why it's saying in that your astrology for this month is saying don't get too comfortable with what you're doing now. So focus on more of your future, where you're going to go.
Okay.
Because if you get back in that comfort zone, then it will just stop the progress from moving forward, and you don't want to do that.
No, I don't. Okay.
I mean, you don't want to start from all the way from A to B.
Yeah.
Or from B to A. You don't want to do that. You want to just go straight forward, you know, and land into your career.
Okay.
So that's kind of what I see in your cards right now. The future does change. But you're the only one that can really change it by your, you know, the way you think or by the way how others affect you.
Yeah. Okay.
That's good for you?
Yeah, that was good. Thank you.
Okay. Glad to help you.
Thanks. Have a good night.
Have a good night. Okay, let's go to the next caller from the 337 area. You're on the air. Hello.
Yes, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Louisiana.
And what's your question for me tonight?
I wanted to know if you can pick up on if I have met my twin flame already or if I'm going to. Because there's someone that was in my life. We're still friends, but I had to back off from him for a minute because his energy is just intense. So
well,
I didn't know what it was.
If it's intense, then most likely he is a representation. He's either a representation of your twin flame or he is actually your twin flame. And usually, in most cases like that, it usually means that they are your twin flame.
How can you have like like proof, like just a definite. Is it something you can see? Is it something?
Well, to be honest with you, I think it's how committed the other person is when it comes down to it.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, if it's only a representation of your twin flame, then most likely you two won't be together.
Okay.
If it is your twin flame, then it will take a while to get there when you're ready and when he's ready, and you both are ready at the same time, then your energies will connect. The cords will connect, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
Your psychic cords.
Okay. Well, because I'm at the age where I just don't do the dating thing anymore. It's boring to me. I just want to know if something long-term is coming.
So you just kind of want to jump into it for the right person, then, is what you're saying?
Right, because I'm
in my 40s.
You're
ready to settle down.
Yeah, I'm in my 40s. I've done the dating thing. It's old.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, I feel like there's a part of you that's ready, and there's another part of you that is not.
Mm-hmm.
And that other part of you that's not is because you feel like you're too old for that. So, and the other people, the other people you've met, they just want to take it slow. They want to date.
Mm-hmm.
So, how old is this person that you were with?
36, and I'm 41.
Yeah, see, he's just looking to date. That's the problem.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of it's because of his age. So, you kind of have to set a high standard for yourself and just tell him what you're really looking for.
Mm-hmm.
And if not, then you need to move on so that you can allow yourself to meet the kind of person you want to meet.
Right.
If you don't, then you'll just run in circles, and you don't want to do that.
No.
I mean, you'll be trying to chase his tail, and here you're 40-something years old, and you're ready to settle down, and he's not, then that would destroy your life. You don't want that.
Well, that's the thing about me. I did the dating thing in my younger years, and I'm in my 40s now, and spiritually, I'm working on myself, and I just feel like I'm more stabilized. I just feel more, I'm in a different place. I just feel more stable. So as far as he's concerned, we had a conversation, and we're kind of like on the same page, but it's just that I don't feel the connection like what I need. So being a Gemini, I just want to I want to see what's out there, but I don't want to date. That's so weird.
Mm-hmm. Well, to be honest with you, and I'm going to be honest with you, to me, in my opinion, you don't have to sell me on that idea because I may not be around you. I may be younger, and I haven't experienced. But I'm just saying you don't have to sell me on that idea because I totally understand where you're coming from.
Mm-hmm.
I understand on a soul level where you're coming from since I am psychic.
Mm-hmm.
So in that case, I think that it's important for you to be very truthful with this person and to set high standards and tell him and be strict and just say yay or nay.
Mm-hmm.
Give him an ultimatum. Let him choose, you know, because you're ready.
Right.
You're ready for your ascension.
I know. That's another thing, too. That's why I just
let them hold you back.
Yeah, I don't want to be in a dating pool because then that means I have to start all over again, like trying to.
That's what I'm
saying. It's hard to find, like, Yeah, it's hard to find like-minded individuals, and I'm not at, I'm just getting self together. I don't feel like teaching nobody nothing, especially for Ascension. Okay.
So that's why
you.
I say you don't need to sell me on that idea, because I understand totally.
Right, right. Okay.
And if they're going to hold you back, it's not worth it.
Exactly, exactly, because it's the energies are different. It's the way I used to be about a year or two ago. Right now at my station, it's taxing to my soul, and I can't. So I have to just be – it's kind of sort of like 2012 has made me be truthful with myself, and if I cannot be truthful with myself and anybody else, I just can't deal with them.
Mm-hmm.
Can't
it's
at all.
Just because they have fallen too much into the shadow side.
Mm-hmm.
That they have forgotten their own ascension.
Mm-hmm.
So, really, they forget why they're here and where they're going, and that's not good.
Now, the person that I'm speaking about, he's a Leo. Once I tell him, because right now we're not talking. I just can't deal with him. I had to just pull back because he's just too much. He's like a little, I don't know, he reminds me of a cartoon character that just don't stop. Tasmanian Devil. That's
mm-hmm.
He reminds me of that. So I had to stop. Just pull away from him, because being a Gemini, I have to understand things analytically, and I wasn't understanding him. So my thing is, do you see us coming together where I could just tell him how I feel?
Exactly, yeah.
You have a time on that?
If you give him an ultimatum, he has no choice.
Right. You know what time span that is?
Let's just put it this way. Some twin flames are more understanding than others.
Mm-hmm.
When I first met my twin flame, they wanted it right away, and I wasn't ready.
Mm-hmm.
And the psychic told me, if you don't jump on it now, you're going to lose them.
Mm-hmm.
And I did. And now
mm-hmm.
I beat myself up over it. So now I have to wait until the timing of the right stars and the right timing and the astrology and everything like that is aligned the way it's supposed to be
mm-hmm.
for the next alignment.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's what I was wondering about, because just the energy from me pulling from him, that too is taxing to my soul, because it's like I try to block him out, and it's like I get sick to my stomach. It's like, oh my God, what kind of person is that? I
mm-hmm.
mean, it's just weird. So it's almost like you're
it is
right.
Weird. I know.
I just have to just tell him, and then just focus.
And you know what's even more weird about that, about twin flames?
Hmm.
Is that one twin flame is ready and the other one is not.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I am ready spiritually, and my other
mm-hmm.
one is not.
Right.
Because I'm more psychic than they are, so.
Wow.
See, the thing is they're more of the mundane, and I'm more of the spiritual.
Right. Do you have?
So I'm trying to bring
them
back to the spiritual.
Do you see? That's what I was asking you about, a time span. Do you see, like, if it's going to be sometime this year where we have this conversation, or it's going to be next year?
Yes.
Yes, this year or next year?
This year.
Okay. Okay.
But I want you to be upfront with them and just tell them, be strict
mm-hmm.
and tell them, I am looking for a real relationship. I am not looking for games.
Right.
And that's all they want to play.
Okay. Thank you. Will do. Thank you so much for the information.
It's that simple.
All right.
You have a wonderful night.
Thank you. Good night. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.